You are listening to Mark Hatmaker Rough and Tumble Raconteur. This is a grab bag of old school Western martial arts, resurrected indigenous ways and empirical musings tinged with a heavy dose of respect, admiration, let's call it hero worship, for these hosses of yore. Hey crew, this is Mark Hatmaker coming to you from the Comancheria. Today, let's talk more about some combat conditioning. We've already been talking about some combat abs, or warrior abs as we call them around here at the Black Box and Unlettered Brotherhood. And we're going to continue on with that. Let's continue on with the into the functional weeds. This is kind of considered part two of the negative injunctions. Part one, where we talked about the psoas muscle. Here we're talking about 30 degrees of flexion. Stay along with me. Hopefully there'll be a lot to learn here. And again, this is best consumed with part one of the discussion, which was called, you know, warrior abs, negative injunctions, part one. I'll link to the text version of this so you can take a look at this and see some of the diagrams. And or if you're thinking about picking up the program yourself, hell, it's just 3 minutes a day of your time, folks. You can have a look at that. Failing that, just put your ears on and listen to it. Now, again, old school thought, and you and me, I wager, we love the aesthetic ideal of the six-pack abs thing. I mean, it looks great, wonderful. Who doesn't dig that? And we want to pursue that Greek statuary ideal, that standard. But, of course, it's not carved in stone or marble. It's carved in this present-day living flesh, hopefully your flesh, right? Now, to pursue this standard, though, the old schoolers, they thought energistic simplicity. They want laser-focused training with a gimlet eye on how and why each portion of the anatomy function in isolation and in concert with the whole. In other words, they wanted maximum bang for the buck. So again, what we're talking about here, this is not massive repetitions. You think, well, you got to do tons of this stuff to get done. I said, you're done in 3 minutes a day, all right? Three programs, 3 days, you do them sequentially. That's it, all right? Because anything more than that, it was still mere dilettantism. You're wasting your time. You don't need to be doing all that. There was a question that was asked in old school time, and this is just not about the abdominal musculature. This is all musculature. It's like, what is the arc? ARC. It's one of the questions, the old school way of asking. What is the arc, or what is the range, or what is the spectrum of performance for each functional movement? Once that question was intelligently answered, then one could go about training with better intent and better results due to only tensioning the targeted musculature in its working arc. That's a key thought. This was done for everything and all conditioning, and it would make sense everything else in boxing and wrestling. I said, if I told you to just throw a jab and I want you to just work on the jab, and I said, first swing your arm left and right, upside down and backwards, and then throw the jab, you go, well, what was the point of that? Exactly. They saw the same sort of thing going on when we're talking about conditioning. Now, if we do any movements beyond this arc of function in either direction, this takes the tension off the targeted muscles, the targeted skill. Thusly, we reduce the effectiveness of the intent. We reduce the strength progress. We possibly can lead ourselves into an injury hole as we overflow some of our stressors to unintentionally ancillary and perhaps smaller and less robust musculature. So back to combat abs, warrior abs, case in point. The musculature of the rectus abdominis has an approximate maximum range of flexion of 30 degrees. All right. This maximum of 30 degrees is attained only by the well-trained athlete. Those of us with weak abs do not even touch this 30 degrees range of motion. Again, if you're having a problem picturing that, again, follow the show notes. You'll see the link. You can go over there and see the diagrams. You can get an idea and really get this pictured in your mind. That's super helpful. If you're not automatically dialing up angles and degrees in your mind. Now, what does this mean to those of us who desire to train the abdominals efficiently and effectively, the 30 degrees of flexion? It means that any exercise that calls for more than 30 degrees of flexion is likely not targeting what we intend. It means that we remove tension from the target outside the 30 degrees working range and reduce targeted effectiveness during those muscular lulls. It means we may very well be transferring a large portion of our body mass, that's our upper torso in the case of sit-ups and lower torso in the case of leg raises, to more fragile musculature that was not intended to carry precipitous lows, particularly in a repetitive injury arc. And again, if some of this gobbledygook, again, I urge you to listen to part one of this discussion, because if we start getting past the 30 degrees of flexion, we start doing main transference to the psoas muscle, and the psoas muscle is just giving some of us lumbar shear, and that's lower back pain, hip pain, anterior tilt in the pelvis, yada, yada, on and on, snapping hip, dancer's hip, repetitive stress injuries. So you put these two discussions we have together, you're starting to see, there's something different going with the ab training. Unfortunately, and we're doing most of it, what we're doing now is out and out wrong. Now, helpfully, to help, let's put this into analogy. Let's talk about the alternate universe biceps curl. This is an analogy to help us kind of picture what we're talking about. At the bottom of a full stretch of a biceps curl, you're holding the weight. Your arm hangs at 0 degrees. As we flex the biceps and bring the weight to terminus, which is just before it touches the shoulder, this is about as far as we can go if we flex our biceps up, we have reached 140 degrees of movement. So we've gone from 0 to 140 degrees. Now, the optimum working range for this form of curl is from about the 0 to the 90 degrees range. This is before we start sliding to the vertical with our lower arm, and that reduces the muscular tension. Again, that's needless trivia for our analogy now, but it kind of tips the hand here. So if we want to maximally work that bicep, we want to go with an exercise that moves from 0 degrees up to about 90 and then back down again and back and forth. That will keep constant tension on this muscle, on that working range. If we work the bicep curl from 0 to 90 degrees, that tension, again, constant. Excellent. You're doing it right. Good on you. Now, let's say we're going to go to an alternate universe where we see the biceps can only flex to 30 degrees. How much is that? Well, that puts us at a functional movement of from full stretch, arm hanging straight, to, and we lifted about 6 to 8 inches from the bottom of that. That's 30 degrees. That's it. All right, that's well below that, coming up to 90 degrees in that elbow. So if we're moving 6 to 8 inches, that's 30 degrees, well below that 90 degree bend of the elbow. Now, in this alternate universe, the bicep stops at 30 degrees, 6 to 8 inches of movement. Well, that would be damned effective to work only that 6 to 8 inches of movement, all right? In this alternate universe, once you hit the stopping point of 8 inches, which is 30 degrees, if you then used momentum to throw the weight higher or used your other hand to reach over and lift your hand to increase the range of motion, you have done nothing to train this alternate universe biceps. You've actually reduced effectiveness by removing tension from the target. Momentum and lifting, anything, and changing the load over to other musculature alters what we're going to do. The biceps will suffer for those additional efforts. In this alternate universe, if there were a brand new tiny muscle around the elbow that was relatively weak and meant to perform a more nuanced function, if we were forcing our biceps beyond this 30 degrees to make it to the 90, this smaller fragile muscle would then take up the unintended load and increase our odds of elbow injury over time. So you see the little analogy we're going for here. If we move beyond the intended function, the intended range of 30 degrees, something else has got to take up the slack. We're no longer tensioning what we intended, and we're putting load on something that's not meant to be working in this particular angle or arc. Any abdominal exercise beyond the 30 degrees of maximum flexion is an exact correlate of the alternate biceps curl analogy. We do not live in an alternate universe. We live in this one. Let us train in this old universe with the wisdom of old school principles. So what abdominal exercises utilizes 30 degrees to maximum effect? Well, I'm not going to give that part away here. I mean, you know the thing about it. You give all the milk away for free. No, we're not going to sell any cows here. There's still a lot of information here. This is a lot of hard-to-get, hard-won information. But with old school wisdom, you can do this functional abs job in 3 minutes per day. Now, on the Unleaded Warrior Abs, let me kind of detail what's in that program. And now you can kind of listen to that with some of this information you've got off of both of these discussions we had about minusing out the psoas muscle and the 30 degrees of flexion. In the material, that DVD demonstrates each exercise in detail. There are 3 programs designed to be performed over 3 consecutive training days. There's only 1 program per training day. These are 3 days on, 1 day off, then repeat that 3-day sequence again. This is an estimated each day 3 minutes of your training day towards deep spinal stability, pain rehabilitation, prehab, and lastly but never least, aesthetics. Again, this is not high rep stuff, kids. This is talking about tensioning and moving things at precise precision moments here. There's no need to stack the programs. I don't think we'll all get all more results if I'm going to go, I'm going to put 1, 2, and 3 in the same day. No, allow your adherence to perfect form, control of cadence, and not missing training days to build your deep core strength naturally. Now, occasionally I'll throw out some photos or videos of me doing things like dragon flags, floating dragon flags, clutch flags, so on and so forth. And people go, "Hey, you work on those a lot." I said, "I do not. I got to those from doing just this Warrior App stuff, and it just gives you such functional core stability. I'm able to kind of jump into those." And that was a pleasant surprise at a man of my age being able to 58 and go, always wanted to do them, and there they are. So nice. And again, back to this program, you don't have to do warm-ups or anything. You jump directly to the work set from, step one. I mean, when you combine this with our other unleaded training options, if you want to, Warrior Abs are always performed first. This acts as both your warm-up and adheres to the old-school way of training arc, which you train the trunk to the limbs to the leaves sequencing. It's always from the inside to the outside. Do not move to the next level in our program. Now, these are all scalable steps in here until you have achieved perfection. We're not merely chasing aesthetics. That comes as part of the functional pursuit. But more most importantly, we want deep-seated spinal integrity, contributing to our pain-free state, the ability to deliver punishment with power, the ability to move and torque with force and control. And that, again, that spinal stability is huge. Once you have that down, the little feats of strength come easily. You feel better walking around in your everyday life. You punch harder, you grapple better, and it looks better too. I mean, I repeat, hit the exercises in the rotation training order. The design has a self-bolstering intelligence to it. Skipping and shuffling to what you like, what you prefer, will create holes in the creation of yourself. So, at the top end, I mean, again, 3 minutes a day. I ain't even kidding about that. I mean, I've timed this out. That's about 3 minutes on the nose. Some days a little shorter. Depends on once you get to the zero rest between sets protocol. And also in the DVD, there's a discussion, a demonstration of these myriad abdominal trunk ab exercises to kick to the curb. But you already have some of them in mind. Sit-ups, no-go. Leg raises, no-go. Roman chair, good Lord, no. It's important to understand the old-school rationale for not merely excluding these exercises, but ensuring that you never do them. The explanations range from poor use of time, that is cost-to-benefit ratio, to, and most importantly, those that lead to lingering, nagging injury over extended use. Old-school efficiency, effectiveness, results in 3 minutes per day. Come on, man. All right. Again, I'll give you the show links in there. You take a look at that. Hopefully you do, or listen to the prior version of this. As far as the podcast goes, like, support, share, all that. I'm told the algorithm gods love that sort of thing. I don't know a damn thing about tech. Other than that, take care of yourself, crew. Happy holidays. Well, if you dig what we just discussed today, I'd like to invite you to like and subscribe to the podcast. Hell, support it if you want. I'm not your dad. Do what you want. And if you're a glutton for punishment, just visit our website, extremeselfprotection.com. You'll find links to the blog, all of our products, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more pages if you like musings.